We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head down to Arizona. It is time to check in with not only Royal, but he was a part of the aforementioned World of Baseball Classic. And Nicky Lopez joins us today. Good morning, Nicky.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you got it, man. How was the experience playing for Team Italy?
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. Just going to Taiwan and Tokyo, two places I've never been to, and then obviously representing Team Italy. My mom's 100% Italian. I know there's a lot of question of how is a guy with the last name Lopez playing for Team Italy, but my mom's 100% Italian. Her family down the line was born and raised in Italy. They came over, and so just to be able to represent, her side of the family, represent her and then just go and play against really good competition over in Taiwan and Tokyo was something definitely surreal and good for baseball, and something I'll do again here maybe in 3 years.
No, I knew it was Naperville, Italy. I knew exactly why you were on that.
That was my first suggestion too. Oh, he's from Chicago, so yeah, Team Italy works, right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So what was the experience like crowd wise? Because we're sitting here racking our brains, going, man, if we could bring this energy to Major League Baseball all the time, every day, how cool would it be, right?
So yeah, the crowd. So the first game we played was against Cuba. Cuba had one fan that had a horn, and I know he went viral on Twitter. He just kept blowing this like horn, and it was so loud and so obnoxious, but it was great. And so he brought the energy. But when we played Chinese Taipei, there was probably I've never seen a crowd like that. It was sold out. They sang and they had cheerleaders on the dugouts. They sang. They had an MC doing chants for each player, and then they would their whole band would play, and then they also brought in five additional amps on the right field, down the right field line, the left field line, and right in like the middle behind home plate, and it was the loudest game I've ever been a part of.
Can we duplicate that here in Major League Baseball?
I have no clue, but I mean, that'd be definitely something. That'd be definitely interesting, cause we've played in, against the Astros when they had a sold out crowd, and when Yordan Alvarez would hit a home run, that would get really, really loud. But this was something I've never experienced before. And then we go to Japan, and we played, and Ohtani pitched in the Tokyo Dome with 55,000 plus fans. And the cool thing about that was different than Chinese Taipei was that they would have a chant when they were hitting. They would have a chant for each batter, and then it would be loud for when they were hitting. But when Ohtani was about to deliver a pitch, it would be dead silent, and you can hear a pin drop.
Wow.
But there was so much respect there. I made a diving play and I got like a standing ovation. Just so much like respect for the game and respect for us, even though we're the opposing team. And You know, when Ohtani would go down 2-0 on a batter, the whole crowd would stand up and start cheering to kind of pick him up. It was something really special.
So, Nikki, as we talk with Nikki Lopez, one of my ideas is, because I'm going to fix baseball, come hell or high water, I'm fixing this sport. I'm eliminating the regular season and giving Major League Baseball, instead of the regular season, 12 two-week tournaments. Every tournament winner gets into the postseason. The teams with the four best records that didn't win a tournament get into the postseason. So you got 16 teams in. Every game matters, and all season long, every team is relevant, regardless if you got off to a bad start in April or had a bad month in June or something like that. Every team can catch a heater for 2 weeks and potentially win this thing, and you keep game relevant, and the crowds would be exciting, and fans, I think, would be into it. What are your thoughts?
I mean, how long did that take for you to come up with? That's a good idea.
Thank you.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
That's the thing about the tournaments, is that anybody can catch fire. In our pool, it was like, I think they called it the pool of chaos. Everyone was 2-2. Everyone beat each other. And, you know, you can argue that, you know, Chinese Taipei had a better team than Panama, but Panama might have had a better team than, you know, us, but we, you know, beat, you know, the Netherlands beat these guys. And it was a dogfight. And I think when you get into those situations where, you know, it's not, you know, a long season, it's not, you know, you don't become complacent. We knew we had four games. We knew that we had to win at least two games to get to move on. And, you know, that's what made every game, every pitch that much more. Everyone was so locked in from pitch one. You know, obviously, well, who wouldn't want to play in an atmosphere like that?
Yeah. So what would that do for a player if all of a sudden the regular season was gone, it's tournament time, every game is amped up, fans are in the crowd? How do you, as a player, feel that adrenaline and translate that into what you're doing on the field?
So that's the thing, is that, you know, we're so trained to, hey, you got to play 162, you know, you got to, you know, ramp up, and then you have to put your body in a good position to play 162. But I personally, it was the best thing that I've ever done, was go and play for the WBC, because I'm not downing spring training at all. But it's sometimes hard to get up for a spring training game when you have, you know, you're playing in Surprise or you're playing in, you know, Maryville, and you have maybe 150 fans there, and, you know, you're done after five innings or four innings after two at bats, and you know, the juices you can't really get the juices flowing. But when you're over there playing against Chinese Taipei, who has, you know, 30,000+ fans there, you're playing in the Tokyo Dome against Japan, or even pitch one against Cuba, there's a lot at stake, and you have to be ready to compete. And you know, I was fortunate enough also to be up in a lot of situations where I had to drive some runners in, and just to be in that situation early where I have to deliver for not only our team, but for, you know, a country of Italy. That's one of the main things or reasons why I enjoyed it so much, is that the competitive factor of it was second to none. And that's something I don't think you can find really in spring training.
And it sounds like you played enough too, to make it valuable. I know there's questions maybe about, you know, Bobby Witt not getting enough at bats, and Brady maybe not getting enough innings, kind of stuck in Team USA. You felt like you probably played enough to be ready for your ultimate job come the start of the season?
Oh, absolutely. And that was another thing, is I didn't have to, you know, I went over there, they told me I was going to play, I didn't have to look over my shoulder. I was playing short or third, whatever it may be, but I was going there and I was going to play. And even though I got out there to Taiwan, I think I played in three spring training games, but it was, you know, four innings and five innings. But right when I got there, we had two exhibition games, and then we had the four games, and I was playing nine innings right away. And that was something that was also very beneficial, is to, because, you know, we ramp up and we train so hard in the off season to play nine innings and to play 162. But you don't play nine innings that much in spring training. And to be able to play nine innings and be on my feet for nine and play four games or five games, and then add two more exhibition games of nine innings under my belt is something, you know, that was very beneficial and something you don't really see in spring training.
Talking with Nicky Lopez, and you said third. Tell me about third base. How was it for you?
Third base was good. So I initially was told that I was going to go over there and play short. I got there and they're like, hey, like, we might need to have you play third. And that's something that I hang my hat on, is that I can go and play multiple positions, whether it's short, second, third, at a Gold Glove caliber. So I went over right to third, and but like I said, you know, you're thrown in the thick of it. You're competing. The crowds were hostile and intense and just very, you know, everyone was on you, and but you have to make those plays, and third was fine. It was just the one good thing about third base, as I can compare it to, you know, short and second, is that you don't have much room to think over there. It's more of a reactional position. So a ball is hit at you, you just got to react and make a play. Whereas if you're at short or second, you're a little further away from home plate. You have a little bit more time to think when the ball hits you. So whether use that as a positive or a negative, you know, sometimes people can, you know, fall in the trap of thinking too much. So at third base, it's more reactional. So it wasn't too bad.
If they threw you in there at the big league level, you think you could be ready to go at third base, or do you think you would need more?
I have a couple innings under my belt last year. I think it was like, what, 30 innings last year at third. So, it's whatever. If they need me to play third base, I'll do that.
Cool.
Whether you want me to play short or second, I'll do that. And yeah, so it doesn't matter to me.
Awesome. All right. So give us a little feel. I know you were gone for 3 weeks, but give us a little feel of the atmosphere down there right now with you guys.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. You know, Cube and Sweeney, they all are just, you know, they're keeping it light. And obviously we have Vance and Zumi and Keone back and D. So it's just everyone's, you know, enjoying themselves, being themselves. We have a lot of personalities in this clubhouse, so everyone's able to, you know, kind of express themselves and just be themselves, which is good. And that's what you want in a clubhouse. And, you know, the team is obviously clicking all cylinders. I think we're hitting, what, 700 in spring training,
yeah, right.
So, it seems like. So it's just, hopefully we can keep that up in the season. But no, it's good. It's always good to, you know, get off to a hot start in spring training, just see what we got. Obviously, spring training and season, I wish it did correlate, but, you know, some of the stuff does correlate, but I wish, you know, obviously we can hit 700 in the season too. So
yeah,
maybe we will.
What, so what does correlate though, Nicky? Like, cause you're talking to us and we're like, yeah, what are we really looking for? So you tell me what correlates from what happens in spring training to the regular season.
Well, I think the main thing is trying to put yourself in a position, whether it's in practice, whether it's during spring training games, is to try to emulate everything at game speed. You know, taking your reps, your ground balls at game speed, just because during the season, it's going to speed up. You know, maybe you might not see guys in spring training bust it down the line very much, or, you know, giving your hard 90s or stretching a single into a double where they're just playing station to station. But if you get lackadaisical on the defensive end, whether it's, you know, a ground ball and you kind of take a couple other shuffles and you still get the guy out, sometimes during the season, you do that in the season, the guy's going to beat it out. So just trying to take everything, every rep, game-like, you know, that will correlate to the season. It's when you get in, you know, a little bit lackadaisical and you get, you know, you just kind of go through the motions, so to speak. I think that's when it can kind of bite you. So just trying to do that is something that will definitely correlate to the season.
Nicky, thanks for a few minutes. Can't wait to see you guys in Kansas City. We're going to get rid of all we got crappy weather. Like, we'll get
awful.
It all blown out of the way.
We have crappy weather here right now, too.
And then ours is, I'm not going to compare things, but
we can't see the street right now.
It's crappier here. All right. You're still in Arizona. You're all right. We'll see you next week.
But I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. You got it, my man. Take care.
Nicky Lopez joining us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Told you I've liked that kid for years, right? Yeah. How could you not be excited to listen to him?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.